Hi, this is a dictation for Sonia Carter, S-O-N-I-A-C-A-R-T-E-R. Sonia Carter, date of birth is 1-16-78, date of accident 5-13-2022, and date of service is 8-18-2022. The patient is here for follow-up evaluation. She was traveling as a front seat passenger on 5-13-2022 when the car was hit on the T-bone driver's side. Since that time, she's been having severe symptoms of headaches along with pain in the lower back and mild pain in the neck, and some pain in the right arm and left upper thigh is reported. And these symptoms have continued even now. The patient reports that her main issue is the lower back pain. And she has some symptoms of TBI, but basically she has not checked any dizziness, vertigo, vision problem, memory problems, only headache. At this time, patient report that there is a mild occasional radiation to the left front of the thigh, pain from the lower back, and the pain level is around 6 to 7. ADLs are affected 7. The patient reports that sleep and walking ability is affected 7. General activity, mood, work, relationship with other people, and enjoyment of life is affected 6. In the system review, patient reports that in neurology and psych, headaches 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, especially occupying the occipital area, and they are same and they last for more than 12 hours. However, the patient is seeing a neurologist at Mind who did the MRI, and she's advised to continue seeing them along with neuropsych. Difficulty sleeping is reported. The patient specifically denies any vision problem, dizziness, vertigo, confusion, disorientation, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, or memory problem. In the pain and numbness, again, there is a lower back pain with lower back stiffness without any radiculopathy. Occasionally, there is some pain shoots down to her left front thigh. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or any other trauma. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. Respiratory, there is no asthma, troubled breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. 30 days patient report, there are no changes in the pain level, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or in the trauma. Current pain medications are Ultran. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance is safe. Patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 144/58, pulse is 89, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the physical examination from previous visit of 7-20-2022, dictation number 0722-0883, I think. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is to continue medications, which are Celebrex, 200 milligram daily for help with the healing, Flexeril 7.5 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, and Lunesta 1 milligram at night for sleep, Voltaren gel 3% 100 gram local application, so is the lidocaine patch. She's provided for pain relief Tylenol with codeine, which has been provided to her. Her labs were reviewed and the maps were reviewed, and the patient is found stable. And her MRI that was done recently, 2 months and a half ago, at Mind, was found to be completely normal for LS spine. Patient will be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.